And remember, if you didn't get out there and vote for March's judicatory elections, then you're pretty much screwed. Don't go crying that the man is keeping you down, because you're the boss.
Digital laughter slithered from the multi-speaker setup found in most generic AV processors. The HD screen filled with gyrating psychedelic graphics forming the words Omni 41 Public Service Post. With ample cheap fanfare, the scene shifted to that of a virtual artist loft, complete with silver desk and two exquisite leather chairs alongside. A multiple CD jukebox played the show's theme uninterestingly as the title page scrolled in stuttering 128-bit style.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we bring you Richter Flux.
Otto-san, that show you like to watch is coming on.
A hard mumbling advanced from behind the refrigerator door.
Otto-san, that's the guy in Jamie Escobar's lunch receptacle.
The small Japanese schoolboy bellowed, pointing at the jaunty fellow on the HD.
Turn it up, Akio. This is to be a fragging good show.
A Toulouse middle-aged man hobbled to the economy couch, plopping down with an armful of tasteless cold cuts and a liter of budget Indonesian beer. The man swapped grime from his sticky hairline on his sullied tank top, leaving behind a charcoal blot.
Otto-san, buy me a pencil box with Richter on it, please.
The man sniggled at the request.
You like that son of a bitch, Richter? I like him too. He knows how to make people uncomfortable.
He spat with an opaque annotation.
If I win Mandolato, I'll buy you tons of stupid crap, Akio-chan. Right now, to hell with that guy.
Akio's eyes tapered sadly, and he turned from his uninteresting father. His stare focused on the man in jet black on the monitor.
You couldn't vote, huh, Vetti?
A voice spilled from elsewhere on the virtual set.
And why not?
Richter applauded, standing on tiptoes, grinning at the camera.
Oh, yes, I see. You were too busy to vote, stupid asshole. You don't even have to get out of your chair to vote anymore. You just key it in from your interactive unit. You do have one, Vetti, don't you? Or are you living in a public turret with only the 600 primary channels?
There followed soundlessness.
Come on, Vetti. What kind of co-host are you anyway? They got goddamn welfare interactives pumped in now, and you say you don't have access to the grid. What a total fuck-up, right, my dear audience? What do you say we have Vetti sacked? Key number one for yes or two for no on your handhelds. Do it now.
A roar of acclamation filled the virtual studio, while Richter encouraged the home audience to join in by waving his arms over his head. The father stuffed a chunk of salami into his mouth, roaring,
"Fire that son of a bitch! Give me his job! I got a useless son to support with dead wife!"
Akio sneered at his father's ill sense of humor, then his eyes recovered back to the show.
All right, thanks for synchronizing your set dishes to our corner of the globe. Like you really have any other choice.
Richter laughed, retracting to his fluorescent desk.
On today's presentation, we have a couple of cerebral rejects hailing from the St. Paul City Development Area. Did you know that St. P has the second worst underclass rate next to New York? It's no wonder, with 800 square kilometers of low-rent civic compartmentalization. Our first guest tonight is a self-righteous videographer and clandestine filmmaker, Miss Dale Salty.
Boos and hisses ensue as Dale skulked nervously. The obese woman, with sparkling blue glasses and buttock-long frazzled hair, took center stage, trying to locate her seat.
So,
Richter dug in a voice steely as a precision surgical instrument.
How has this cruel world been treating you lately, Dale?
Well, Richter, it hasn't I been...
I heard it through the net vine that you spent 9 months in prison. What on this earth for, my liberal sap bottle?
Dale's face hung overcast on her skull, moist spherule forming on her upper lip. Her large hands gestured at the camera, trying to explain her pitiful life to the choleric viewers.
Yes, I received a 2-year sentence for my documentary, Unnatural Life, which was an expose on the inhuman greediness practiced by today's militant corporate state.
Ha! That's breaking my heart, darling. Well, you know Wakatashi's law, right? Survival of the cunning and economically superior. Oops. My programmers might misinterpret that as a plug for Shotomo, and those Jap bastards haven't even paid for the ad time.
Distant laughter broke free. Dale Salty shot to her feet in a frenzy.
You don't get it, do you? You little spoiled Omnivision brat. The world is in disorder, and the whole reason things suck is because of Omnivision, and Shotomo, and Tortomora, and the other organizational ruling bodies. The corporate world order is fascism disguised as distended free enterprise, ensuring the enslavement and eradication of ethnically and financially formulated social subgroupings.
Now, I think you're little more than a failed artist looking to place the blame elsewhere for your own shortcomings. Remember, my VR darlings, winners celebrate life and losers mule about it. Let me ask you, dear, sit down, please. How much money have your films grossed to date,
Richter winked.
My Digifilms have grossed well in excess of $100 billion. Call me an arrogant TV waif, but I can back my big nuts up, Flabby. I've got U-Bucks coming out my ass, sweet bean. Can you make that boast?
Dale nodded negative.
No, and you're jealous of the ones who have, you fatuous little have-not.
Richter erected, clapping his hands. As he did so, the audience track flails,
buster,
chanting,
Buster!
Akio leaned back, watching his father cheering along, barking something incoherent in Japanese.
Ay, Bakayaro! Send her to jail! Bakayaro! Send her to jail!
He crooned, throwing a heel of bread at the HD. Akio felt perplexed.
I don't understand this show, Otosan. What has the fat lady done to deserve such appalling treatment? You're too young to understand, Aiko-chan. She is a very stupid American woman. She should be punished. She don't know what she's saying. I like when Richter passes sentence on his guests. It's comical.
What do the viewers at home think? Is she guilty? Does she deserve judgment?
Richter stared condescendingly at Dale, who by this time had been reduced to a pile of blubbering protoplasm.
Come on, Dale, you came on the show willingly. You thumbed the necessary contracts in quadruplicate. Okay. You can have your 5-minute confutation. Go ahead, Dale. Justify yourself in front of our 100 million viewers. Go right ahead.
Dale wiped tears from her lenses. The camera zoomed in, straining on her spacious face.
I guess,
she sobbed,
that I just want to be recognized as a human being. That's all I'm asking.
That doesn't excuse your wimpy little bleeding heart movies, does it? Those kind of public slams are meant to quake the foundations of our global stability. You are righteously a dangerous adversary to the Republic.
Richter explained semi-comically.
I thought I had 5 minutes.
We have heard enough.
Richter clicked.
I've got the tally all ready from our affiliates worldwide. And the general consensus is thus.
Richter transformed into a monumental, metallic, skeleton-esque biomachine, caped and brandishing a silver hammer that sparked and shot confetti. Dale cowered at the inhuman appearance, dropping to the studio floor. Richter continued.
I, Richter Flux, host of this exciting program, find you guilty of being a sniveling, suburban ragamuffin who was doubtlessly neglected by her parents as a child.
I was abandoned, you insensitive asshole.
Oh, shut up, please. You are therefore condemned to be exposed for the fool you are in front of our viewing audience. In addition, you are to be abused for the sake of entertainment and on behalf of my cherished ratings.
The father got to his feet, dancing around the cluttered apartment, singing the word to Richter's theme song, and carrying on as if his favorite Pantheon crush gladiator had scored a $1 million kill.
Kill her,
he sang. Akio stood and marched to the refrigerator.
Otosan, when Richter hits people with his gavel, do they stay dead? Jaime Escobar's father says it's fake, like those rebroadcasts of wrestling. Jaime Escobar's father is an asinine Cuban toilet cleaner. His country's a shit. It's a giant amusement park for exiled politicians and retired military dictators. What does he know?
The father settled, shifting his loathing for humanity back to the filthy couch.
Hey, look, Akio. Here is punishment time.
The boy's eyes dimmed as Richter smashed Dale's skull repeatedly until only organic pulp remained. The audience migrated to stillness, but soon thudding and whistling erupted.
Stupid woman, son. She thinks she fight the system. She only make movies the machine allow her to. No free will and no hero, son. My father told me to get with the program. So I do, and now I don't make enough money fixing automated garbage collectors. But we not living out in cold like blacks or those thick Vietnamese, huh?
He popped his final beer, guzzling, letting a stream flow onto his tank top.
See, son? Life suck. But you must play the game or else you don't stand a chance. Will I grow up to be like you, Oto-san? Shut up, Aiko-chan. Show is back on.
Thank you, my beautiful cleanup crew. Now, if you enjoyed that, next we have something far more insidious than an artsy-fartsy cast-off. My next guest is Mr. Celio Matos of the Latino Liberation Movement. Apparently, Mr. Matos thinks that because Hispanics are by far the majority of this great nation's population, they have some corp-given right to hate every equitable Caucasian in the world.
Richter brandished a colossal grin, hinting that the entire world was his own private joke.
But enough of that. Here is Celio Matos.
Dead silence followed the introduction.
Oh my god, you see this son of a bitch, Aiko-chan? Speak Nazi, son. The world is full of them. Hate Asians. They graffiti shit on the garbage collectors. At the transit vehicle station, those bastards call me Slope. Stupid ass liquor.
Akio tore into his package of Richter prepackaged sushi, the one with the colorful Omnivision hologram sticker on the box. Taking a tasteless bite, he scowled.
Oto-san, this stuff stinks. Why don't you buy a preferred brand? Maybe you could get the package with Ali on it, or in Shosan brand. Shut up, Aiko. This is popular brand, plus it's cheap. Eat up and let me watch show now, please.
Mr. Matos, just what is your protestation here?
Matos sat, decked out in camos, tied off with a blue bandana, gripping a scepter with a silver eagle perched on top.
Well, my complaint is this. Immigrants populate this country. Most of them from Latin America. You know, South America, Central America, Mexico, Puerto Rico.
And what nation do you hail from, amigo?
I am Mexican American.
And you don't like what? Whitey, I think you call him? The man?
Canned laughter followed.
You got it backwards, Che. You are an American first, then Mexican. Or am I erroneous?
I'm not part of a hate organization. I represent a coalition of Hispanic organizations who want to call attention to the fact that this country is run by a minority of individuals who live to preserve an outdated form of governmental control. Very much like South Africa at the end of the 20th...
Interesting. But isn't your organization responsible for acts of violence? Like the bombing of the Bartoli Plaza in New York last year?
We were cleared of those charges.
The audience booed.
Right. And the riots in Miami? They were incited by Cuban radicals claiming to be part of your coalition, movement, revolution, or whatever. Around here, we call your type terrorists.
Wait, what about my chance to speak?
Oh, yeah.
Richter giggled.
Here's your 5 minutes of glory. Use them well, amigo.
Haha, son. You know what's going to happen now?
The father quaffed his backwash of beer, throwing the can at the TV.
Kill that son of a bitch. Stupid Mexicans. Too fragging many of those here. What's done in L.A.?
I would just like to say to everyone watching that you have a choice and a voice. Don't let these people,
Matos marked Richter,
intimidate you with their television antics. You have the power to change.
Bust him.
The audience intoned. Richter tittered and transformed again.
I'm sorry, friend, but I have already found you to be guilty of racism and a harmful ideology. You're lucky I don't turn you into the Department of Homeland Security, or better yet, a branch of the Aryan National Service, Incorporated.
Akio's eyes grew weary, and he left the TV behind.
See that, son? Akio, look! Will you look? This is the best part! Kill that ignorant son of a bitch! Akio, you're missing his punishment!
Oto-san, I don't want to watch this show anymore. It's stupid.
His father looked vexed.
Ah, you'll like it when you're older and in the workforce. Go do your homework, son. Be a good boy.
I hope that the cleanup crew do as good a job on him as they did on Dale Gordo. Well, that's it, big kids and little ones. Join me next week when my guests will be a group of Mormons protesting this and that on Summit, and some fuckhead, pro-abortion, man-hating lobbyists from hell. We have an extra special treat for them. Until then, remember my name when you hit the Worldwide Mall. I love how rich your support makes me feel.
The cameras went dead, and Richter lost his illustrious smile.
Vetti, who writes this shit? It's awful. Whatever happened to important topics like lesbian nuns and biker gangs on acid? I think this show really sucks. It's killing me.
It's great ratings, Rick. Give the proles a good ribbing. It's network policy.
Yeah, they love me, don't they, Vetti? They really love me.